C. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions.
Wow, this reservoir is beautiful. But I've noticed some trash near the water. Do you think pollution is a big problem here?
Unfortunately, yes. Yedang Reservoir faces pollution from different sources. For example, some anglers leave behind fishing lines, hooks, and plastic waste, which harm aquatic life.
That's terrible. What else is polluting the reservoir?
Well, pollution from upstream tributaries is another major issue. Industrial waste, untreated sewage, and agricultural runoff flow into the reservoir, adding harmful chemicals to the water.
I see. That must lead to algae blooms and lower water quality, right?
Exactly. Excess nutrients like nitrogen and phosphorus from nearby farms also contribute to this problem. Plus, urbanization has increased domestic wastewater discharge, which sometimes goes untreated.
So, human activities like farming, fishing, and urban development are affecting the reservoir.
Yes. And tourism also plays a role. While visitors enjoy activities like camping and picnics, some leave behind litter, damaging the ecosystem.
That's really sad. There has to be a way to protect this place while allowing people to enjoy it.
Definitely. Sustainable tourism is one solution. We could set up more waste disposal stations and educate visitors about responsible behavior.
Good idea. Maybe stricter regulations on wastewater treatment and fishing waste could also help.
Absolutely. If we combine conservation efforts with better environmental policies, we can ensure that Yedang Reservoir remains a beautiful place for both people and wildlife.
Let's do our part by cleaning up today and spreading awareness about responsible tourism.
Great! Every small effort makes a difference. Let's start now.